You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish teaches on the vital connection between love and the gifts of the Spirit. Without love, even the most powerful gift loses its value. True spiritual power is never separated from Christ-like love. Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. If I speak with the tongues of mankind and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Now let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. As we have been journeying through the foundations of the gifts of the Spirit this week, we have laid down some important truths. We've talked about what the gifts are. We looked at who gives them and why, and we have seen how God designed them to function in unity across a diverse body of Christ. But today, we hit the heart of the matter, because all of it, and I mean all of it, means absolutely nothing if we miss this one thing, and that is love. You want to talk about power. You want to talk about being used by God. Then hear me. Love is the fuel. Love is the standard. Love is the filter. And if we ever operate in the gifts of the Spirit without love, we are off track, no matter how impressive it looks on the outside. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, it makes it plain. If I speak with the tongues of mankind and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. In other words, you can sound spiritual, you can look powerful, you can be the loudest voice in the room. But if love isn't behind it, God says it's just noise. The gifts are not a stage. They're not a badge of honor. They're not an excuse to draw attention to ourselves. The gifts are tools for edifying the body. And love is what keeps those tools from becoming weapons. So let's take a moment to read the first few verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 together. Because this passage is not about weddings. It's about ministry. Now, Paul wrote this right after listing the spiritual gifts in chapter 12, and right before teaching about prophecy and tongues in chapter 14. So chapter 13 isn't a break from the conversation, it's the center of it. And here's what it says, starting in verse 1. If you speak with the tongues of mankind and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give away all my possessions to charity, and if I surrender my body so that I may glory, but do not have love, it does me no good. Did you catch that? Prophecy, knowledge, faith, and generosity, even martyrdom, all of it means nothing without love. That's how serious this is. So what does this mean for us as Spirit-filled believers? It means that the fruit of the Spirit must always partner with the gifts of the Spirit. The power of God and the love of God are not at odds. They are inseparable. If you want to walk in true spiritual power, you must be rooted in love. Because love isn't just a feeling, it's the evidence that we're walking like Jesus. Let's think about Jesus for a moment. Now, he operated in every gift perfectly. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. He spoke with wisdom. He taught with authority. He prophesied and performed miracles. But he did it all with love. He was moved with compassion. He wept with those who mourned. He forgave those who had nailed him to the cross. The power of Jesus was always fueled by the love of the Father. So let me ask you, when you think about the gifts of the Spirit, is love your motivation? Do you desire prophecy so people can know the heart of God, or so that they'll be impressed with you? Do you long for healing to flow through your hands so people will see Jesus, or so that you will be known as anointed? These are hard questions, but necessary ones. Because if we're going to be entrusted with God's gifts, we have to carry God's heart. And God's heart is love. Let me break this down even further. When we operate in love, your prophecy will bring edification, not embarrassment. Your teaching will produce understanding, not confusion. Your discernment will lead to restoration, not condemnation. Your gifts of service will flow with joy and not bitterness. Your words of wisdom will point people to Jesus and not to you. Love changes everything. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 goes on to define love, not as sentiment, but as action. Listen to these words. It says, "Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag. It is not arrogant. It does not act disgracefully. It does not seek its own benefit. It is not provoked. It does not keep an account of wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It keeps every confidence. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails." Now imagine operating in the gifts with that as your foundation. That's the kind of person that God can trust with spiritual authority. That's the kind of church that makes hell tremble. And that's the kind of believer this world needs. Spirit-empowered, love-filled, and completely surrendered to Jesus. So what happens when we walk in power without love? The answer is dangerous. We begin to manipulate. We begin to elevate ourselves. We start using our gifts to judge others or make a name for ourselves. And slowly but surely, we lose the heart of God. You may still see miracles. You may still prophesy. But if your heart isn't rooted in love, you're operating on borrowed time. Jesus warned about this in Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 through 23. He said, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Leave me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Now, did you catch that? They had the gifts, but they did not have the intimacy. And love is the fruit of intimacy with God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 says, "Faith working through love." And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says that we must speak the truth in love. Over and over again, Scripture makes it clear, love is not optional. It's essential. So how do we grow in this? We ask the Holy Spirit to examine our hearts. We ask Him to purify our motives. We repent for the times that we have made the gifts all about us. And then we return to our first love, Jesus. Because when you fall in love with Jesus all over again, you begin to love what He loves. You begin to weep for the broken. You begin to burn for the lost. You begin to desire the gifts, not for status, but for service. You start to say, God, use me to heal because I want to see people restored. Use me to speak because I want people to hear your voice. Use me to serve because I want to carry your heart. That is love in action. Now let me get practical. If you want to walk in the gifts with love, number one, you need to pray daily for God to give you his heart. Ask him to break your heart for what breaks his. You'll never look at ministry the same way again. Number two, you need to honor others' gifts. Love celebrates the way that God uses others. Don't compete, but complete. Number three, check your motives regularly. Ask yourself, why do I want to operate in this gift? Is it to serve or to be seen? Number four, be quick to repent and quicker to forgive. Love keeps no record of wrongs. If you're holding on to offense, the gifts will be distorted through bitterness. Number five, pursue intimacy, not influence. When your secret place is full of his presence, your public ministry will be full of his power. Paul ends 1 Corinthians chapter 13 with this statement, but now faith, hope, and love remain. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Love is greater than prophecy, greater than miracles, greater than every manifestation of the Spirit, because love is the very nature of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, "The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love." So as we continue seeking the gifts, let us never forget the giver. As we desire the manifestations of the Spirit, let us remain anchored in the motivation of the Spirit, love. Let's be the kind of believers who walk in both power and compassion, who operate in truth and tenderness, who move in boldness and in humility. That's the balance. That's the calling. That's the life of a Spirit-filled disciple. Now, tomorrow, we will close out this foundational series by talking about how to stir up the gifts that God has placed within us and how to walk in boldness without fear. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.